This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a part of our community, head on over to missionmatters.com/community to apply. All right, so today I have Benjamin Lightburn on the line, and he's the CEO of Filament Health. Ben, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be on.
All right, Ben. So I'm looking forward to this interview and to learn more about what you're doing over at Filament Health. I know you're working on botanical, pharmaceutical, psychedelic drugs to help treat millions of people suffering from mental health issues. So I've been wanting to talk to somebody about this for quite some time. Actually, we do a lot of interviews with areas at different areas in healthcare, and I haven't had one on that we're talking about psychedelics and the benefits to treat individuals. So excited to get into this. And Ben, just to start this off, we'll start this interview the way that we start them all, with what we like to call our Mission Matters Minute. So Ben, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Ben, what mission matters to you?
The mission that matters to us is to support the treatment of mental health conditions by the delivery of safe, standardized, natural psychedelic medicine into the hands of everyone who needs them as soon as possible.
And so, Ben, I'm so curious. So how did you get involved in this industry, and like what led you on this path?
So I've been working in the field of botanical extraction, which means commercializing high-value ingredients from plant and all natural sources. I've been working in this area for my entire career. I fell into it originally just by absolute coincidence. I was in undergrad getting a physics degree, and I was offered a summer job working in a facility for a company that was making new kinds of cancer drugs extracted from plant sources. And one thing led to another. I got an MBA. I left the industry for a bit. I came back. And in 2018, I was the CEO of a local startup company that was privately financed by angel and venture investors. And we exited out of that company. And we're the team and I from that exited company were essentially looking for a new project to do. And at the right around the same time, you had the rise of the psychedelics industry. And one thing that was very curious to us was that there were no real companies focused on the natural side of psychedelics. And in fact, up until Filament came along, all research into the healing power of psychedelics had actually been done using synthetically manufactured substances. And while, you know, we're not anti-synthetic, you know, synthetic is fine because it's shown to be safe and potentially effective, we believe that there are certain advantages with making psychedelics naturally. Number one, obviously, is that, you know, people prefer natural products in all areas of their life, right? You know, people aren't out there asking for more synthetic food coloring or synthetic cannabinoids or synthetic colorings or synthetic supplements, things like that. They, you know, consumers prefer natural products. And that's also the way that humans have been consuming psychedelics in their raw form, right? 99.999% of all psilocybin experiences have been with natural psilocybin from a magic mushroom. And so we seek to kind of recreate that historical connection to natural species. But there are more kind of like economical benefits to focusing on naturally derived psychedelics. And that stems from the fact that we're more or less the first and only company to be doing it this way. And that's allowed us to accumulate a lot of very valuable IP. So we've patented many of the ways in which it's possible to make a natural extract of psilocybin, for example. And, you know, we believe that this gives our products, very good patent protection long after they're commercialized. And so really we got involved because we saw a big opportunity to stake a big claim in the natural side of psychedelic manufacturing and drug delivery.
Mm. So in terms of like next steps and how you plan on kind of taking this further to market, like tell me what that even looks like. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this.
Sure. So the first few years of the company were really focused on, it's a controlled substance, right? So there's your facility has to be licensed by the federal government. You have to get all these special permissions. You have to get GMP processes in place in order to make candidates for human delivery. There's a ton of additional legwork that needs to be done because the substances are controlled and you're making drug candidates for human consumption. So there's a lot of quality control procedures that need to be put into place. But once we had established those and we made our first few products, these were psychedelic drugs that were extracted from magic mushrooms. This would have been in the fall, late 2021, we actually got the very first FDA authorization for a clinical trial employing naturally derived psychedelics. And those were our drugs that we had extracted from the magic mushroom. And so we are very proud of that. And now moving on from that first clinical trial authorization, now our drugs are in a number of probably two dozen different clinical trials all around the world, both for our own clinical development, where we are developing them for substance use disorders, specifically opioid and stimulant addiction, that's where we're focused on our own development. But we've also had lots of other companies and academic researchers come to us asking if they can have access to our naturally derived psychedelic drugs for their clinical studies. And in almost all cases, when there's obviously a bona fide and legitimate researcher on the other end of the line, we almost always say yes, because we learn a lot about our drug and how our drug works in new areas. And we learn more about the safety of our drug. And it's actually quite unusual for a company that's in our stage of drug development to have so many academic and commercial partnerships. And I think that stems from the very large interest in the potential of these drugs and the large number of areas where they are thought to perhaps be effective.
Mm. How has the other side of the community been responding to this? So what I mean by that is maybe some of the individuals that are seeking treatment. Like how has the response been on that side?
Well, it's important to remember that for now there are no approved drugs of psychedelics, at least in like major Western economies. There are no approved psychedelic drugs, not yet. However, patients and advocacy groups are crying out for these drugs, right? One of the things that's a little bit odd, I'm not going to say odd, but one of the sort of peculiarities of the industry is that, you know, we're trying to develop these as pharmaceutical products, right? But the pharmaceutical development framework that we have is really set up for new chemicals that, you know, are invented from scratch that really have no prior use of in humans, and we have no real idea whether they're safe and whether they're effective. And that's not really the case with psychedelics, right? Although we need to do work to establish their formal efficacy, you know, to FDA standards and really learn about the safety, these are substances that have been used by humans for thousands of years, right? And, you know, you can go back to Mesoamerican statues and cave paintings, and you can see evidence of humans having interacted with psychedelics. And so to have to go through the pharmaceutical development pathway is a little bit unusual for something with so much prior historical use. But in all cases, we hear from patients and from experts in various fields of addictions that, you know, we're in the midst of a mental health crisis, right? Of that, no one is disputing that. And also no one is disputing that, you know, the tools at our disposal are adequate and, you know, either absent or severely lacking in many different ways. And psychedelic drugs are showing real promise to potentially be a very, very valuable tool in that toolbox. One of the things that's been happening in Canada, where we're based, is that the federal government is actually permitting patients to have psilocybin prescriptions, and on a limited basis, if the patient is in a serious or life-threatening condition. And through this, we see a very large demand by doctors and patients all across the country to request access to our drugs for serious depression or end-of-life distress. And so you are seeing real need and actually real results in people out in the community. And it's important to remind people that these are unapproved drugs being distributed on a limited basis, and it's not a clinical trial, so you can't really draw any conclusions, but it does speak to the demand for these types of solutions to very, very serious problems which are causing lots of suffering in our society.
Well, John, I think this is a super interesting time for this. Every single time something different is going to be coming to anything that has to do with medicine, right? Anything that has to do with medicine, anything that has to do with trials, anything that has to do with a new way to treat people, especially if that's considered alternative or not the, let's just say, traditional. I mean, the traditional drug industry has a hard enough time getting something through, right? So now when you think about something that not everybody quite yet understands, it takes some time. So I'm not putting you like on the spot, like saying where's your crystal ball, but just what's your, you know, you're in the industry, you live this every single day, and you're obviously a huge advocate in working towards this solution. Like, what's your feeling on the future of how the industry is unfolding?
Well, it's very exciting, and it's very exciting to live in a time where finally people are accepting of, you know, research into this area after, you know, essentially 5 decades of prohibition, right? And the roots of that prohibition are not really, as we look back, they're not really founded in fact and science and safety. The roots of the war on drugs, and particularly when it comes to psychedelics, you know, there really were more political motivations than scientific safety motivations at play. So it's great to see those finally coming down, right, the barriers to research. And so, you know, I look forward to, in the next few years, we will see, in all likelihood, different psychedelic drugs get approved as pharmaceutical products. And so, like I said, there will be more tools in the toolbox to combat the mental health crisis. And in addition to the pharmaceutical paradigm, we are also seeing in various U.S. states, different state legal markets. And the first one was Oregon, that actually started earlier this year with a fully state legal psilocybin market. And it seems to be going pretty well, although it's the rollout has been slow because there's a very high regulatory burden and there's a lot of questions that people have to answer. But it is very exciting to see these products being rolled out on a state regulated basis in parallel to the pharmaceutical pathway, because obviously at Filament, we believe in, you know, all responsible ways for people to access psychedelics, and obviously in particular natural psychedelics. And what's interesting about these state regulated markets is that so far they all only permit natural products as opposed to synthetic. So it's potentially an opportunity for Filament.
Well, Ben, I know we just barely scratched the subject on this topic, and it's one that's going to be interesting. I'm going to definitely be following along with your journey, and I know a lot of my audience is going to want to do the same. That being said, Ben, if somebody's listening to this and they want to follow Filament Health, follow you, and kind of stay up to date, what's the best way for them to do that?
I would definitely say head to our website, filament.health, or just Google Filament Health. Follow our social media, and in particular, I would encourage people to sign up for our mailing list. We send out a really good mailing list usually on Thursdays, and it's full of a lot of really cool things about what we're up to. So definitely mailing list, website, social media, we're easy to get a hold of, and I look forward to hearing from all of your listeners.
That's fantastic. And we'll put all that information into the show notes so that our team can, so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging in an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission. You know, why do they do what they do? What wakes them up in the morning to get fired up and to go out there and to make a difference? If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Ben, again, it has been a pleasure. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Pleasure is mine. Thanks so much.